Let us go to Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 9 for our spiritual thoughts for the day. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. The theme of our thoughts today will be sincere love. Many times we think that we perhaps love Jesus, and maybe we do. But we should seek God to pray for a sincere love, a love that will stand the test, a love that will be without dissimulation. That means undissembled. It means sincere and unfeigned, without disguise, without pretense, without false appearance. And God is faithful to put us to the test to see if we really love Him with a sincere love. And if we love Jesus with a sincere love, it won't be any problem to love one another. In Joshua, the 24th chapter, in verse 14, Joshua exhorted the people before his departure and his last charge to Israel before his death. He said, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." God invites us here through His Word to serve Him, that is to have regard for His infinite power and have regard for His precious goodness unto us. Since He has infinite power, we should fear lest we serve our own selves, lest we serve other people's wills, lest we do that which is displeasing to Him. And He said, serve Him in sincerity. Serve Him with a single eye. Serve Him with an upright heart. And let us put away the strange gods of our own thoughts and our own opinions. And let's reverence and respect Him. Serve the Lord. Respect Him because He is the Lord. He is the self-existent one who reveals Himself. So let us serve Him with sincerity and with truth. And so, beloved, again, in 1 Corinthians 5:8, the Apostle Paul exhorts us to serve Him and keep the Passover with the unleavened bread of sincerity. And he said in these words, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." You know, beloved, since that Jesus Christ was our Passover, since He gave Himself for us, since He shed His precious blood for us, then our whole life should be one of unleavened bread, one of sincerity before Him, because God ordained in the law that the unleavened bread should accompany the Passover. And so with the unleavened bread of sincerity, that which is true, that which is honest, that which is real. And so oftentimes we think that we may love the Lord, but when we're put to the test, we find that our love comes short of His divine infinite love. And so let us seek Him that He might fill our hearts with His bread, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life, the true unleavened bread. And the more we feed upon Him and the more that we feast upon Him, the more our hearts will be filled with this unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Praise His wonderful name. So the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth proves the reality of His love. And again, in 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, we find the Apostle Paul exhorting us concerning the sincerity. The Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love." The Lord asks us to let our love be without dissimulation. Let it be without hypocrisy. The Apostle Paul is commending the Corinthians here in saying how that they were abounding in faith, and that's beautiful. Faith is the light of the Word. Through the eyes of faith, we see and understand the Word of God, and faith is the root of the word, the root without which we cannot please God. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And he said, in utterance, and that is talking, speaking for the Lord, and yet our speaking should be built upon and based upon what we believe and what we know. And then he said, and knowledge. It's good to have faith. It's good to speak. And then it's good to speak with knowledge, speak with an experience in the Word of God. And he said, in all diligence, and that is also having works. It's great to have faith. It's great to have utterance. It's great to have knowledge. And then it's great to go out and work diligently. And he said, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. In other words, continue to increase and abound in your love, not only for Jesus Christ, but for one another, and particularly to those and for those who give you the word of God. And the Apostle Paul said, I speak this not by a commandment. He wasn't forcing this upon them. He was asking them to let love come through the word of God. He says that whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. And the word says that the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God, sheddeth abroad the love of God through our hearts. And so, beloved, what a privilege to love. And then again, in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, we learn that when we love, that we will abound in gratitude. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 6:24, grace be with all of them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. So our reward for loving is grace or gratitude. And as we grow in our love, we will also grow in gratitude. And when we find our hearts filled with ingratitude and murmuring and complaining, we may rest assured that we have not spent sufficient time in the Word. We've not allowed the love of the truth and the love of the Word to fill our hearts. Because if this be our experience, then our hearts will be filled with grace, with gratitude. Gratitude is our reward for the love of the truth. So love not in word and tongue, but in deed and in truth, says the Word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you today to bless your precious words of life and light and truth to our hearts. Let the rivers of love flow from your word to our hearts, that we might be enriched in grace and in gratitude toward thee and toward each other, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.